World's on fire. Our culture's disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Ah! I'm back. My camera's a little... Yeah, I guess that's pretty... I'm back, folks. The lion is back. I've recovered. Getting better. Back to my old self. Feeling spunky again. Feeling combative again. Feeling whatever. I'm back. Good stuff going on. I don't have any information any more than yesterday regarding Pastor Bill's grandson. And I ask you to continue to pray for that family. It's a horrible, horrible, horrible tragedy. And ask you to lift them up. Lift up Betty Perkins and everything she's been through with her family. And I'm sure she's probably on the road traveling for somewhere this morning. And we love Betty. We love her. I mean, dudes, man. we're in a war, baby. We're in a war. I got a lot of great stuff I want to share with you this morning. And I have to go to the calendar real quickly because I've really dropped the ball. I don't know if I can get this camera low. I'm sorry. Bear with me a second, all right? I'm sorry, folks. Yeah, that's a little better, except I get that wobbling at the top. Whatever the heck. Get out of there, Coach. Hey, oh, stop. If you'd see my multi-million-dollar contraption here, you'd laugh with me. Hey, oh, no, is that working? No, this has got to go down here. That's the best I can do. I want to go to calendar real quick, Spence. I've dropped the ball a little bit on our event. Yes, we're having our event here, October 8, 9, and 10. Yes, we want you to come. Yes, we're at the point now. I think we have maybe Gary sent me information last night, maybe 50. We want more than that. We want double that. We want three times that. We want this to be a coming together of the saints, man. That's what we want it to be. And there's going to be some training, and yes, that's going to be part of it, but that's not what it's all going to be about. We'll get into some really, really serious stuff, and we want you to be here. And Spencer, I don't know. Again, I'm messing up. I can't see what the heck is. Is it up on the screen right now, Spence? Because all my screen is just me. I'm sorry, man. I'm getting pissed, so I'm feeling good. So anyway, there it is. I'm sorry. The Ohio Preparedness Summit. It's all the information's there, folks. Come on, man. Come and join us. Please come and join us. We'll have some good teaching. We'll have some good training. Doc Jen, we'll go down through the list. But we're going to do some other stuff, folks. It's going to be really, really crucial. We're going to teach you some survival things. I'm feeling better. Okay. That's why I'm rambling this morning. We need you to be there. Chad, you got something going on down in Texas this weekend? Come on, Chad, wake up for me here. We got something Saturday. No. Oklahoma. There we go. 25th. What is today? 10 days from today in Battle Warrior Tactical in Oklahoma. Then one in Wisconsin on October 2nd. We're still alive and kicking here. And then our Ohio Preparedness Summit, October 8th. And there's one in Maine. I got a lot of stuff in Battle Warrior. Stuff we're still doing, folks. We're still doing. And here's the good thing. It's you that's doing it. It's not me.
Chad has to get together this weekend, Coach.
I thought he did. I thought Chad had one. And
hey, Coach, this is Debbie. I'll speak for Chad.
Okay, please do.
He's going to have a brigade meeting this weekend, and he's upping the training. He sent us all videos of these big, like, 50-gallon barrel kind of things. He's going to teach us how to sort of hide and fight at the same time. Huh. Got a whole new thing that he's going to break out with us this weekend. And he told us that it's basically no weenies allowed. He's stepping his game up, and he expects us to all step up with him. And I think we're going to be doing something to send stuff to
Dale. Yep, I got that.
Yeah,
yep.
Chad sent out a text to all of us brigade members last night that he'll be going down there on Monday.
There you go, folks. There you go. Debbie, a very adequate sit-in this morning. Appreciate that. Dale, any update, Dale, down there, other than the fact that people keep sending you a lot of stuff?
Well, it's continuing to rain down here.
Oh,
Nicholas is now, yeah, and the problem is you got all the debris on the streets, so you got the clogged drains, so now you got flooding going on. But, no, we're up and running. It was fantastic, brother. What a great organization.
What a team.
So, listen, brother, these guys went out. I had that oak tree drop in my back of my church, and it missed my shed. How it did, I have no idea. But it was – I was talking with Lucky from Washington, drove all the way down from Washington. He was telling me about these trees called – they're called wet oaks. He's cutting a tree, and it's delusion. I said, that gives a new meaning to the word wet oak. So we're going to gut two houses today of members in my church, and then tomorrow we'll finish gutting them, and then we're going to do a I'm going to let them be part of a cookout in front of the church tomorrow evening. So yeah, we're rocking and rolling, plenty of supplies to go with. So thank you, brother. I appreciate everybody who's giving and donating to Coach to make things like this happen.
That's right. To get the money to us, we'll get it. You, the Lord always told me this a long time ago, if I get the money to you, can I get it through you? And the Lord gets the money to us, and it gets through us. So if you say, how do I help Dale, send money to us, and we'll get through us, okay? God bless you. Hey, listen, I have such anticipation on this show today. Now that I'm back from the dead, this is an information-based show, okay? It's not going to be a real strong spiritual one, although I got a great scripture I'm going to share with you all here this morning, because I promised you that I would. But let's start. I'm laughing at what I see here. Bring up, Spencer, the Telegram video on ivermectin, because I continue to get people to ask me questions about ivermectin, the one I sent to you this morning, Spence. And look, folks, listen, I don't even know what to tell you anymore, okay? Ivermectin is safer than aspirin. I don't know. I don't get it, folks, what your hesitation is. And you got to get it in early. Okay. Now, this is a video I got this morning. I don't know where I got it. It's 2 minutes and 17 seconds long. Go ahead and play that, Spencer.
It has become clear that there is a coordinated effort by mainstream media outlets to discredit ivermectin as a treatment for COVID. So let's take a moment to go over the facts regarding the science, safety, and efficacy of ivermectin for COVID. 40 years ago, ivermectin was isolated from soil bacteria by Satoshi Omura. Since then, it has been prescribed nearly 4 billion times for use in humans to treat parasitic and viral infections. As with many medications, there are also formulations for animals. Dr. Omura won the Nobel Prize for ivermectin in 2015 for the drug's use against some of the world's most devastating tropical diseases. In 2017, the scientific journal Nature published an article on ivermectin, describing it as a multifaceted wonder drug with unexpected potential as an antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-cancer agent. Ivermectin is on the WHO's list of essential medicines. With an unparalleled safety profile over decades, WHO guidelines report side effects that are primarily minor and transient. The evidence for ivermectin and COVID includes dozens of randomized control trials and peer-reviewed studies, a large body of epidemiological evidence from around the world, including countries such as India, Mexico, and nations in Central Africa. In addition, the Tokyo Medical Association recently advocated for its use against COVID. Some doctors and scientists have taken issue with the methodology in some of the trials of ivermectin. This is expected in scientific debate. And while one can take issue with the methods and conclusions of the peer-reviewed science, to claim that there is no science to support the use of ivermectin for COVID is patently false. The many hundreds of experienced critical care doctors around the world who have prescribed ivermectin for COVID, regardless of a patient's vaccination status, have of course prescribed the human form of the drug, based on the available data and based on their own clinical experience and expertise. And to characterize this Nobel Prize-winning drug prescribed for humans as horse dewormer, that is a lie.
There you go, folks. There's more information. I want you to pull that website up here real quickly, Spencer. Hey, folks, listen. I have friends right now who go to their family doctor and ask their family doctor to please prescribe them ivermectin, and the doctors refuse to do it. It's aspirin. It's aspirin. It's less dangerous than aspirin, friends. Now, ask ourselves this. Why don't they want us healthy? Well, do you know this? That if they determine that there is a treatment for COVID, which, by the way, we're way beyond COVID. That's another whole story. But if they declare that there is a treatment, an effective treatment for COVID, then you know they can no longer do emergency vaccines. You guys know that? No, hell no. We don't know that. No, we don't know that. So why don't they want you taking ivermectin? Because if they say it works, then they can't vaccine. They can't jab everybody. Here's a website. I'm not going to spend a whole lot of time on it, but for those of you who want to know, then what's the name of that website, Spencer? I sent it to you, and then I lost track of it. Folks, you can do this. You can do this on your own, okay?
C19ivermectin.com.
There you go, folks. C19, which is COVID, okay? C19ivermectin.com. C19, COVID-19, ivermectin.com. All the information you could ever want on ivermectin is right there on that website. Hey, friends, some of you still aren't using it. It's a prophylactic. It's a preventative. Some of you still are not using it. And if you are right now having any symptoms at all, I'm not a doctor. I'm looking at the data. If you are right now in any way getting a headache, getting a cough, whatever, take ivermectin!
Hey, Coach, can Spencer put that in the chat, that video?
Yes. Yes. They're calling it horse paste. Huh? Horse paste? Really? That won the Nobel Prize for discovering it. And so they made it in the horse paste because they wanted to squirt it up the horse's ass. That's why they did that. They wanted to be able to squirt it into their mouth. Horses aren't people. So they had to figure out a way to get the horse to swallow it. And so they put it in a tube and injected it. And then they say to you, oh, that's horse medicine. Unbelievable. So there's some great information for you. First, two hands. I see you want to get in there real quickly. Tracy, John, and Craig, go. Not too long because I got a lot of good stuff.
Okay, go ahead. One real quick. We had a naturalistic doctor speak at a meeting I was at on Monday, and he came from a farm, a family of farmers, and they lined up the animals and the kids all at the same time and gave whatever they were given to the animals to the kids, and ivermectin was one of them.
There you go. There you go. You don't have to believe me. What do I know? I'm just a helmet head football coach. Come on in, John.
Yeah, just to share with your group, Cheshire Horse is now out of ivermectin, so if anybody thinks that nobody's paying attention, they're buying it.
Folks, listen to me. Something is wrong when your doctor won't prescribe. It'd be like going to your doctor and asking for aspirin. Do you understand this? And they won't give it to you because there's a nefarious group of people out there that want to see people dead. They want to see them dead. I'm not an expert, but I know this. I take this stuff. Craig, come on in.
Hey, yeah, Coach. So my vet says, I need you to go over to Sam's Club and buy cetirizine hydrochloride because your horse is having an allergic reaction to bumps. You might know that better as Zyrtec. So I go to Sam's, I buy basically the generic Zyrtec, and I give 20 pills to my horse a day.
Uh-oh. You mean to tell me you're giving horses human medicine? That might make those horses sick. I'm gonna call somebody. I'm gonna call somebody and report you.
That's per my vet. And I'll tell you this, if I was sick, I'd call my vet before I walked into an emergency room.
That's Dr. Sherry Tenpenny told me that very thing. I'm alive again, okay? I got some exciting stuff I want to share with you. Help me to move through here a little bit if you can. Hey, Spencer, pull up holy shit. Sorry, it's written here on my computer, okay? Here's what's coming, friends. I know Jeff Klein told us in the pre-show, I'll get him in here best I can, that they're starting to go to school board meetings. They're starting to go to school board meetings, and that folks, that people are pissed. The American people are pissed. And Reggie sent this morning, and this is just probably some good old boy who knows where, but listen to this. Go ahead, Spence.
You with that diaper on your face, if he farted right now, could you smell it? That's how stupid this is. We're all playing games here with people's lives, and I'm sick of it. I represent all these hardworking guys that couldn't be here today to take off work to put up with this BS that you guys are putting down. And there's hell coming. There's hell coming, and I'm not doing it to threaten anybody. But there's a lot of good guys out there ready to do bad things soon. Watch what's coming. These mandates are against the Nuremberg Codes. The first one states voluntary informed consent. Are you a Nazi? What is it? They send my dad off to Vietnam and fight for the country, but you're going to tell him to wear a mask?
Sir,
I appreciate the fact that I can't control myself. There's a lot of other guys that control myself, that can't control themselves.
Talk to me.
That's why they're not here right now.
Somebody.
I have nothing else to say. Do what's right. There's a lot of bad things coming.
Amen, baby. And they're pushing us to that point. There's a lot of bad things coming, and they're pushing us to that point. Come on in, Reggie, then Jerry.
I love that dude. Anyhow, Coach,
he's real American.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. When you drop those bombs on people regarding the ivermectin, I always like to come in and express some things that I know. So if you people are still listening to the news and the mainstream media for your information regarding ivermectin and not the doctors that are telling you, you're still programmed. I'm going to just tell you really quickly, and this is firsthand experience. I sat with this person. She grew up with Anderson Cooper. Okay. And I need to tell you this, so you need to understand, most of your mainstream media moguls are CIA operatives. Their purpose is to feed you misinformation so that it doesn't destroy the agenda. That Anderson Cooper's mom is Gloria Vanderbilt. This didn't come off of any Q thing. This is firsthand knowledge of this woman, okay? Gloria Vanderbilt is a high priestess of the Eastern Quadrant who, when she died, her position has to be battled with two witches, which was Beyonce and Meghan Markle. Anderson Cooper not only practices Luciferian blood ritual magic, he is a CIA operative. You people need to stop watching the news.
Amen, Reggie. Amen. Hard talk from hard Reggie. The truth is the truth. Hey, Spencer, I lost myself on the screen. I don't know why. Jerry, come on in.
Hey, Coach. God bless everybody here today. I just wanted to mention or add to what this gentleman's saying. Yeah, there's some hell coming. Up here in Canada, they're now talking about taking away, or when you come to renew your license, they're going to take that away.
Yes, sir. Sorry, Jerry. There's a little bit of feedback there. Amen. Hey, folks, it's coming. Hey, let me give you some more good stuff here. It isn't good stuff. Spencer, pull up the golfer. Pull up the golfer. This is a, you guys watch a Gateway Pundit, all right? This is Gateway Pundit yesterday. Of course, they don't censor Gateway Pundit yet. They're doing everything they can to pull them down as well. Spencer, this is a NCAA golfer has severe adverse heart condition after taking COVID. Watch this really very, very, very short video.
I am in the hospital right now with heart complications from the COVID-19 vaccine. And I want to inform as many people as I can about the risks from taking the vaccine that I wish someone would have told me. So I am a Division I student athlete with no prior health issues. And I got the second COVID shot Tuesday. And within 4 days, I have been diagnosed with myocarditis and was told that I probably won't be able to play my senior season now. It is a side effect from the COVID vaccine, and it's really not being reported or addressed, and it is a serious issue that we should all be informed about before making this decision. It isn't right for people to be forced to take the vaccine because there are actual side effects like this that could happen to you. And the NCAA should not mandate student athletes to get the vaccine because of what could happen to so many fellow student athletes. Health issues, which has happened to me. Everyone should be informed of the side effects, and no one should be forced to take something that could cause what has happened to me, and no one knows the long-term effects of what's possibly going to happen from this. And it's kind of uncharted territories because everyone else with the same heart issues from the vaccine as me, we're all being tracked and monitored. We're basically like test subjects from the vaccine, so it's a very serious issue that really needs to be spread. And
this guy has permanent heart damage because from some school somewhere told him he had to take a shot to play golf. Folks, how long are we going to put up? I'm getting absolutely enraged. Brett, are you here?
Amen, coach.
Are you in here, Brett? Brett stayed here last night. I don't know if he's been – he needs some sleep, so he's probably – we have some really, really exciting news. We have hired the ChristianRevolution.net. And, yes, some of you still need to donate. The ChristianRevolution.net has now hired our first official kick-butt attorney in Chicago. And Brett's more on top of it than what I am. That's why, you know, I didn't give
him – I'm on, coach.
Brett, tell us what's going on. Brett, just in a nutshell, share with the people already the fruit of the ChristianRevolution.net, our meeting, what's going to go on in Columbus tomorrow, that we've hired an attorney out of Chicago. We're working without – this is a lot of stuff. We got some unbelievable inside information on ESPN that will curl your toes. Brett, just give a real update of
Coach, the real brief update is that we launched in Buffalo September 2nd and three amazing events in Oklahoma and amazing event north of Charlotte. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny announced on the microphone that first hire, the Bulldog attorney out of Illinois, that we're going to bring legal thunder on state medical boards. And then behind the scenes, we have secret meetings with other attorneys with local school boards. I do not want to share yet to protect our
local here in Ohio, folks. Local here in Ohio.
And also, as you were on that call with me, with our ESPN former producer, she wasn't on screen. She was the producer. She would be the ones during the weeks on the phone with the NBA coaches and building their packages and doing the interviews. She is so connected. Like Coach Hurd.
LeBron never took the jab, folks. LeBron never took the jab. Yep. He never took the jab. Never did. Many of them never took the jab. It was amazing the information
that's
she
has. That's right. God bless you all.
Thanks, Brett. So we have a big meeting with several, how do I say this, family groups at more than one school tomorrow with attorneys. Folks, this is real. And we're going after. And we've raised, I don't know if I'm allowed to publicly, I don't care. We've raised in the neighborhood of $300,000 already. It's a drop in the bucket as to what it should be. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny's, she's handling it all behind the scenes. We need it now. We need you to share it. We need you to share it now. We need you to go online, make a donation, give us your email. Serge and those guys are kicking butt up in Buffalo, New York. God bless Serge. Fearless out there Sunday morning at the Bills game. We got them going on all across. How about this? Hey, Claudine, are you in here today, sweetheart? Our girls up in New Hampshire? Huh? Folks, the world is on fire in New Hampshire. Spencer, can you pull it up?
I'm here, coach.
Just sit there real quick, if you could. Spencer, pull up where it says New Hampshire girls. Pull that up there real quick. And then, Claudine, I want you to talk a little bit about this. Because, friends, we're winning this war. We're winning the war. We're winning the war. This should just say, no, that's not it. Go ahead. There we go. New. Okay, there it is. There. Now is that it? Anyway, Claudine's turning out 500 people at school board meetings. They're crapping their pants. They're canceling meetings. Claudine, tell us what's going on. You guys, 500 people you had out in the streets against your legislators, yep, shutting down those fake phony rhinos. Talk to us a minute here, Claudine.
That's right. We met yesterday at the State House, and it's the largest crowd we've seen so far since all this started. It's been amazing. And our legislators were out there trying to, you know, tell us they're trying to work with our governor and they're not supporting this mandate. But people took over and they literally had to shut their mouths. They took down their system and they walked away.
You understand this, folks? The legislators could not take the heat from the people.
That's right.
And you didn't buy their crap, right, Claudine? We're working on it. It's a long process, right?
Yes. We, you know, they're trying to explain that they don't have the power. They don't have the power to put in laws against these mandates. And in New Hampshire Constitution, we do not need to follow the federal law.
Of course not.
They don't even know our own Constitution.
Well, they don't have anything below the waist, if you know what I'm talking about.
Exactly.
That's all it is. Hey, let me be school member for 3 days. Give me 3 days to be school board member.
Yep.
Don't tell me I can't do this crap, right?
Today we have our first lawsuits in court over the mask mandate. So, you know, we're even asking our governor just to remove the mask mandate for the kids, and he can't even, you know, say a thing about it without investigating. You know, he needs to investigate it while all these parents are taking down school boards left and right.
They're doing it, baby. They are doing it. We're
heading down to Massachusetts on Monday. On Friday. So we're going to have some turnouts in Massachusetts. It's going to be that worldwide rally, and we have another one Friday in Nashua. So people are rising up. We started a corner at Wentworth Douglas Hospital in Dover. And the first day, we had over 25 people. The first day, we're going to be there Monday, Wednesday, Friday, every week, just like in Concord at Dartmouth Hitchcock and Dartmouth in Lebanon. So it is rocking and rolling around here. It's getting big.
And so listen, I told you yesterday, we're bringing the Sherry Tenpenny machine to New Hampshire. And she said that she can, Claudine's saying maybe 3,000 people venue. We're going to go rock that place, folks. We're going to win. Do you understand this? We're going to win this thing. But do you understand that Luciferians are nonstop behind the scenes trying to prevent us from winning? Huh? They've never had to play defense. They don't play defense very good, folks. Jeff, come on in.
Coach, last night at the school board meeting, my old school I went to school with, there was probably 125 or 150 people packed in that cafeteria. Man, they were hot. I got there just in time. I thought we were going to have prayer outside. The two main speakers that signed up, I got to pray over them, give them the scripture of Psalms 2. Buddy, they were fired up when they went in. They had about 7 or 8 people spoke, parents just hot. Kids crying, hating to go to school, can't stand these masks. They're hammering them if a kid touches a mask.
What are we letting them do to our children? What the hell is wrong with us?
Oh, that's what they were saying last night. One dad said, "You do not care for the safety of my child. I know how to take care of my child." So the superintendent lady, she sat there, they timed her. 12 minutes, she touched her mask 42 times. Buddy, they ripped her. Some dude sitting up front in the front row in a chair by himself, he interrupted a couple times. This was great. He interrupted, and one of the guys on the school board looked at me and said, "If you interrupt one more time," there's two cops there. He said, "I'm going to have these officers arrest you and remove you." He did it again. "Officers, arrest him." Oh, the whole crowd looked at them two cops and said, no. And the cops just stood there. They're like, involved in this. So all of a sudden, you know what our band of brothers did that we took up there? You know, Tom Bransell and Ricky Miller that didn't die of COVID. Tom Bransell was the first man. He picked up his chair, one of the high school chairs, lifted it over his head, walked up front, sit it down beside that guy. And that guy put his arm around him, pat him on the back. Dudley, the old firefighter, chair up in the air, bam, set it down beside him. Then here come Ricky Miller with his Vietnam veteran hat. Bam, set his chair down. They sit beside him. And they didn't say another word to that guy.
Folks, the school, like, folks, the school board works for us. We don't school board doesn't own our children. Listen, I want to move on. God bless you, Jeff. God bless you. Listen, I want to show you this very, very worry, my Lord. Hey, Spencer, COVID funded churches. You want to know why we're not winning? Why we're not winning? I just did a random check yesterday. Random check. Who's getting money? Who got COVID money? Any churches get COVID money? So I went online. It's very, very simple. I went online, ministrywatch.com, and went there and said, ministries and churches receiving more than 1 million paycheck protection. So here's a list of school in your city, in your town, in your state, of churches who got more than 1 million. And the category is $1 to $2 million. All right? So I did something really, really difficult. I searched Ohio. Could you do that real quick, Spencer? Just right there in the search box, just type in Ohio. Good. Open this. Okay, well, let's see. In Ohio, did the search come through out there? Come on, Spence. Help me out here, man. There it is. All right. All right. Good, good. Now we're getting into it. I have it in front of me. I want you to see it. There it's coming. Okay. No, scroll down to Ohio. Just scroll down to Ohio, Spencer. Yeah, keep on going down, bud. Yeah, thank you. Folks, I'm sorry. I thought I was just going to pop up here for us. So state by state of churches, of religious organizations that receive, I don't know.
Sorry, Coach, it's going crazy on me.
There you go. There it was. There was Ohio. Of Ohio churches who received between $1 and $2 million, okay? Now, Spencer's at the bottom of the list here. I have it right over here, I think. Are you guys sitting down? I went to Columbus, Ohio. I typed in Columbus, Ohio. Scroll on down to Ohio. Just keep on going. Easy peasy. I'm not blaming you, Spencer. I got them right here. I want you to see them. Bear with me, friends. Yeah, they let that Newsom guy. You think that wasn't rigged? How stupid are we?
All right.
Governor Newsom. 69% of the people want Governor Newsom to remain. Okay, good, good. Thank you. There we go. Okay. These people received between $2.5 million. Crossroads Community Church in Cincinnati, $2.5 million. Grove City Church of the Nazarene, right here in Columbus, Ohio, the Grove City Church of the Nazarene received between $1 and $2 million, non-refundable. They don't have to pay it back. And I wonder if they are now in the government pocket. And then there's the chapel. It's in Akron. I don't know where the chapel is, but they got between $1 and $2 million. And then there's the Sisters of the Notre Dame of Chardon, Ohio, and they got $1.2 million. And then there's Vineyard Christian Fellowship of Columbus, right here in Westerville, Ohio.
That's a big church, Coach.
$1.2 million. $1.2 million. They sucked off the government teat. No, they got your money from the government. Oh, yeah, they're not. Hey, listen, they're going to remain independent. Oh, yeah, they're going to stand up against COVID. Yeah. All right, I'm not done. Sorry. The West Ohio Conference of the United Methodist Church in Worthington, Ohio. Somewhere between $1 and $2 million they've received. World Harvest Church, Pastor Rod Parsley, between $1 and $2 million. I wonder if Pastor Rod's standing up publicly against the shots and the COVIDs. In fact, I heard through the grapevine that maybe he took the vaccination. Xenos Christian Center, Columbus, Ohio, $1 to $2 million. Folks, this is absolutely appalling. This is appalling. These pastors need to be held to account. Does anybody agree with me? Anybody think I'm crazy? This is the enemy within. This is the John 10:10. Go to John 10:10 real quick, Spencer, if you could. For those who,
amen, Coach.
I'm just telling you.
Coach, while you're going there, three different kind of city school meetings that we've been to, not one pastor. Ask the people. That's not a pastor.
No, they're home peeing in their pants. John 10, verse 1. Just bring up John 10. Because until you get it, And I said the other day, if somebody says to me one more time that the devil has come to kill and to steal and to destroy, I'm going to punch him in the mouth. That is not what John 10 says. The verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth not by the door into the street, the guy who stands in the pulpit that came in because his mommy told him to be a pastor when he was a young boy, or his dad was pastor. And so he's now he's prince pastor. He's next guy in line. Somebody who comes in that way, that guy is a thief and a robber. Now, does anybody have any confusion right now who the thief and the robber is? The thief and the robber is some guy that came in because mommy said he's going to be a pastor, or he wanted to start a small business. But it says that he that entered by the door of the shepherd, who's truly called to ministry, that's the shepherd of the sheep. And what happens? To them, the porter opens, the Holy Spirit opens the door, and the sheep hear his voice. And he calls his own sheep by name, and he leads them out. He doesn't lead them to Zoom meetings. He doesn't lead them to conclaves inside the church. He leads them out. This is what the real pastor does. This ain't the devil, friends. This ain't the devil. The devil hasn't come to kill and to steal and to destroy. I'm going to show you. And when he puts forth his own sheep, what? When he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before him? What? What? I thought they did Zooms. Well, of course they did Zooms. They got $1.2 million from the government. Why would you have to open up? Say it with me. He put forth his own sheep. He goes before him. The sheep follow him. For they know his voice. Who are they talking about here? The real shepherd. The real Amen. Shepherd.
Amen.
Not the devil. Not the devil coming to kill and to steal and destroy. Get that out of your head. Quit saying that. And a stranger, they will not follow. Who won't? The real sheep. They won't follow a stranger, but they're going to flee from him. For they know not the voice of strangers. They ain't listening to that crap. This parable Jesus spoke unto them. But they didn't get it because they'd been watching Joel Osteen. They didn't get it. They didn't understand what he was even talking about. And then Jesus said, dudes, let me tell you again. Hey, dudes, let me help you out here. I say unto you, I'm the door. I'm the door. All that ever came before me were thieves and robbers. Who are the thieves and the robbers again? No, the devil didn't come to kill and to steal and destroy. No, that's not what it said. Who are the robbers? They were these phony pastors. Hey, friends, I'm going to say it again because you're hard-headed. The hireling pastors have come to kill and to steal and destroy, not the devil.
Amen, Coach.
Stay with me. Stay with me. We got to call these guys out, folks. We got to call them out. They don't even come to city hall. They don't even come to school board meetings. Their people are in there fighting for the liberty of their children, and the pastors don't even freaking go.
Hey, Coach, I think you and Brett and Sherry need to pay them a visit because they're in your local area, and ask them how much of that COVID money they're going to donate to your cause.
Really? You think so? I think so.
Huh? I think you should. Absolutely.
All that free government money that you got at World Harvest Church, how about giving it to us? How about giving it to us? You can give it to whoever you want to. Hang on, I'm about done. Jesus says, he said, I'm telling you, folks, listen, anybody came before me are thieves and robbers. There are the thieves and the robbers. It's not the devil. Who are the thieves and the robbers? Okay, folks, can you read? Can you think? Who are the thieves and the robbers? Why, all those that came before me, these phony shepherds, are thieves and robbers. Almighty God is telling us. But the sheep didn't go hear him. And Jesus says, I'm the door, boys. By me, if any man enters, he shall be saved, and he shall go in and out and find pasture. But the thief, who would that be? Oh, the devil. The devil's the thief. Hey, folks, the devil's come to kill and to steal and to destroy. Do you guys know? Oh, the devil's come to... No, that's not what it says. The thief, who is it? He just told us three times. The hireling pastor is the thief. The thief cometh not but to steal and to kill and destroy. Can somebody please right now, for $150,000 given to you by Roger Weaver, show me where this says that the devil has come to kill and to steal and destroy?
Dave, they misinterpret the thief as the devil.
Right.
That's it.
Look, the thief cometh, not the kill. Who's the thief? They told us the hireling, the pastor, is the thief, not the devil. I've come that you might have life and that you might have it unabundant. I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for his sheep. Let me ask you something. These big mega pastors, they give them their lives for the sheep, are they? Huh? You're smarter than that, aren't you? Oh, that devil, well, he's come to kill and to steal. Take that out of your vocabulary. Quit repeating such clear nonsense. But he that is a hireling. Wait a minute. I thought we were talking about the devil. But he that is a hireling and not really the shepherd, whose own the people in the congregation aren't. They don't. That pastor's not good. That flock, he may think he has a flock, but they ain't a flock. Not his. But he is a hiring and not the shepherd. Folks, Lord, help me make this more clear. He's talking specifically about shepherds. The devil doesn't come to kill and to steal and to destroy. He just told us the thief does. Well, who's the thief? Well, he told us four different times. The thief is some hireling pastor. That's what he told us. And we still repeat the devil's come to kill and to steal and to destroy. So the hireling, not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not, sees the wolf coming. There's the devil! There's the devil! The hireling sees the wolf coming. And he leaves the sheep. And he goes virtual. And he does Zoom meetings. And they flee. The sheep see the wolf. The pastor sees the sheep coming, the wolf coming, and he flees. And the wolf, which is the devil, by the way, catches them. And he scatters them. Because the hireling, who's the hireling? The thief. The devil didn't come to kill and to steal and destroy. Sorry, stop saying that. The hireling fleeth because he's a hireling. And he couldn't give a shit for the sheep. Sorry, I said it. All right, take me to task. Come on in, Randy.
Coach, the definition of bribery is gifts to pervert. The churches and a lot of people have taken bribes, Coach. They took the bribe. That's all. Now they can't speak. They lost their voice.
They lost their voice.
And Isaiah, he talked to this, Isaiah 123, Coach. He says this, and he saw the day coming, and this is what's happening, Coach. He says, how the faithful city has become a harlot. He's talking about God saying his city, Jerusalem, his place where he put his temple. God, Coach, these churches, he put his temple there, and they become a harlot, Coach, because they took the world system and said, I love it. And now they're a harlot because they love it more than God. That's all we see, Coach. That's what's happening.
You mean, Randy, it's not the devil coming to kill and to steal and to destroy?
No.
It doesn't say that anywhere in the Bible that I know of. I don't think it says that anywhere. Come on in, Mark Trump.
The wolf. So that verse about the wolf, about the hireling and the wolf is in the same sentence. So they can't be the same, right, Coach?
Can't be, man. I can't be me and you. Can't be me and you at the same time, Mark.
Is that the same wolf that shall lay with the lamb?
I wasn't ready for that one. Because it says, well, we know what it said. The lion will lay down with the lamb. Isn't that what it said?
No, it doesn't. It says a wolf shall lay with the lamb. Well,
now you're getting into something else. I'm with you, man. I'm with you. Folks. Come on in, Kevin.
Thanks, Coach. So I'm on Ministry Watch, and I'm trying to figure out how you found that section or that article so that I can go and check it out. What did you put in for a search, or did you just scroll through the articles until you found it?
You mean
I can help you, Patriot.
The name of the website is ministrywatch.com.
Correct. I'm on that, but I'm not finding what you were showing. How did you find it?
Well, it says ministries and churches receiving more than $1 million in paycheck protection.
Okay.
It's in the chat.
Thank you.
It's in the chat. Folks, these guys are hirelings. Folks.
Amen.
Now, listen, I want you all to repeat with me real slow. Ready? Okay. the hireling, come on, the hireling has come to kill and to steal and to destroy. Now say that all again with you real slow. The hireling pastor has come to kill and to steal and to destroy. And I pray that the Holy Spirit, every time you say the devil has come to kill, and I pray the Holy Spirit checks you. Because as long as we continue to not point the finger at the problem, we're not going to cure the problem. And the problem is the phony pastors standing in the pulpits.
Amen, Coach.
And we're out screaming at everything else. We're out yelling at Nancy Pelosi. We're out yelling at Pickham, Joe Biden. And your damn pastor won't even show up at a school board meeting with you. Somebody say amen.
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 Fact, amen.
Not only that, see, he ought to be up there Sunday morning and say, hey, folks, listen, we're all going to the school board meeting Monday night. We listen, to me right now, pastor, say to you people, this is more important than tithing. I'm going to tell you right now, you don't have to tithe this week if you show up at the school board tonight. It's that important. They're going to do that? Oh, hell no, they ain't going to do that. You kidding me? Oh, come on, man. We got to get down to the nitty gritty of what we're fighting. Go ahead, Reggie.
Coach, just to back you up, and you're reading John 10, in my footnotes here, it says refer to Acts 5:3, and it refers to two people who were hirelings. Give me a second. I just lost. I had my finger on it so I could tell you. Oh,
that's right.
The Acts 5:36, for some time ago, the Theudas rose up claiming to be somebody, and a number of them followed him. Then it goes down to, after this man, Judas of Galilee rose up in those days of the census and drew many away. So it refers to hirelings.
Yeah, that's it. Just in it for the job. They just in it for the paycheck. Folks, I don't have any retirement. I have no retirement. The last thing I worry about in my life is my retirement. It's the last thing. Can I tell you this? It's one of the first things pastors think of. Oh, yeah. Somebody say amen for me. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
They can't. They can't. It's like amen. This. So here's the mess that we're in. Oh, God, I'm all over today. Here's the mess we're in, see. They're going to haul you into court. They're going to hire you. They could call it a state court. They could call it a federal court, whatever. At some point, they're going to haul us into court. And when you go into court, you're going to stand before a judge paid for by the government. His paycheck depending on the government, a prosecutor whose job is to make sure government money continues to flow in. They're going to pay a jury paid for by the government. They're going to have witnesses and prosecutors and all of them there for one purpose, and that is to make sure that the government machine continues to be funded and continues to roll. And you're somehow supposed to get a fair trial. That's a fair trial. When I was a football coach, we called that a hometown referee. And anytime you walk into court, you're walking into a hometown referee. Because his job is to protect the system, not give you justice. Oh, I'm all over today. I'm all over. Come on in, Don Voss.
Coach, it's pretty ironic. I went to a school board meeting this past Monday. And there was also the annual meeting there. And I had a statement prepared, and there's only 3 minutes. I got up to the microphone, and Lord just said, tell them to choose. Talk about choice. And I said, the next shoe is going to drop. We had, like, I don't know, maybe 100 people at the meeting before that to get the mask mandate dropped. And then this time around, I said, the next shoe is going to drop. They're going to take your money, people. You better start contemplating and choose wisely, because Don, the next shoe is going
to
drop.
Amen, Don. The Holy Spirit just said this to me. Friends, listen to me. Please, get some cash. Get some cash out of the bank. You determine how much that's going to be, because there's a bank holiday coming. Folks, there's a bank holiday coming. Credit cards will not work, and cash will be king. The money will continue to have some value because people will still recognize it as dollar bills. Get some cash out of the bank. Now listen, not $100 bills, Not 100. You can get some of those if you want to. But you better have some 20s and some 10s, some 5s and some 1s that you're going to go to be able to give somebody $2 bill for something that they recognize, for something that they have. I said it, all right? Now, you, some of you aren't going to do it. I don't know. I'm not a financial expert, I guess. I told you, do what you want to with it. Joe, come on in.
Amen, Coach. Amen.
Joe Allen, come in.
Yeah, we see this government, what they're saying, they will take, you cannot take out $600 or more out of your bank. It's coming all down the pipeline.
Folks, if you have to, write checks to your children. Let them cash them. If the bank says, we're not going to give you any more cash, write checks to your children. And then they'll,
amen,
let them go get cash. Cool. Larry, come on in. Then Claudine. Then Dale.
Yeah, you know, the last two times that I've put a check in my account, you know, made a deposit and got some cash back as I put the check in, they've asked me, how do you want your cash? They've never asked that before.
No, huh?
I've always said 20s now. But yeah. They never asked me that before the last 3 days.
Folks, I'm giving you some wisdom. Take it or don't take it. Claudine, come in, then Dale, then Naomi, then Susan. Go ahead.
Hey, Coach. So there's a lot of other things besides just masks that you guys all need to be aware of. And I mentioned it before. It's all this COVID relief money. Our school system just accepted another $1.2 million. It's their second grant money, they are calling it, which is bogus. They could spend it on anything they want. And the other thing that we're just getting another filter down from the governor's office through the executive council is more additional funding for COVID relief. And we have $4.5 million that they are going to sign on today just from the CDC. And then another $22 million from the infectious disease department. This is the more money we keep accepting, okay, the more we are tied to the tentacles. People need to see this bogus amount of money coming through the system. We need to stop it and speak up.
Folks, not one school teacher missed one paycheck. Not one. They said, oh, well, my goodness, they were doing lesson plans from home. Oh, were they grading papers from home? Were they doing that? Were those kids mailing paper? Folks, how stupid are we? How stupid are we? The teachers union, which funds the left, made sure that every teacher got every dollar. They never missed a cent. And then what happens? They go into school and the school board promotes the government plan. Surprise, surprise, surprise.
That's what I was getting at, Coach.
Come on in, Dale.
Amen, Coach. Let's just go back. I mean, Jeremiah was writing, they were in Babylonian captivity. They were a wicked, wicked government. And let's just read these few passages of scripture. It says, but this people, a stubborn and rebellious heart, they have turned aside and departed. They have said in their heart, let us now not fear the Lord or fear the Lord who gives rain in the season, both autumn rain, who keeps us from the appointed weeks of the harvest. You wrongdoings, you have turned these things away, and your sins have kept you away from you. You, for your wicked people are found amongst my people. They watch like fowler, laying in wait. They set traps. They catch people like a caged bird, so that their houses are full of deceit. Therefore, they've become great and rich. We're talking about these pastors. They are fat and they are sleek. They also excel in deeds of wickedness. They do not plead the cause, nor the cause of the orphans, right?
No, Dale, the thing is, Dale, it's the devil who's come to kill and to steal and destroy.
Let's go on and see. And they do not defend the right of the poor. They don't defend the orphans nor the rights of the poor. Shall I not punish them for these things, declare the Lord? Shall I not avenge myself on a nation such as this? For an appalling thing has happened. It has happened in the land. The prophets prophesy falsely, and the priests rule on their own authority, and my people love it this way.
The IRS sent me a check. Michelle and I had a check. I won a lot, $153. I tore it up and burned it. I ain't taking any of the damn money. They got no right to mine, and I don't want any of theirs. Folks, it's bribery. It's bribery. It's bribery.
Amen.
Susan, come on in. Quickly, we got just 5 minutes here.
They keep talking about Second Chronicles. Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways.
Platitudes.
But the beginning of that is my people.
That's right.
If my people will do that.
It's all platitudes.
And his people are not doing that because they're following those shepherds.
Yeah, we
knew that before. Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah, yeah. So we're great at following these shepherds and then blaming the devil. Right? Somebody say amen. That been a good amen. Naomi, come on in.
Okay, so what Joe Allen said about the daily limits of getting out of your bank account, what Tim and I do, and I realize that not everybody can do this because they're the only one.
Okay, good. Get to the point. But, okay.
Okay, so what we do is we take both cards to the ATM, and we get the limit out with one card, and then we get the limit out with a second card, so we're able to go around that.
Amen. Ezekiel, pull it up there real quick for me. Spencer, listen, no more discussion right now. I got to finish with this. I promised the Lord that I would. Okay, so listen, folks, we have to do the hard work. We are sent to the house of Israel. We are sent to do the hard work, the dirty work. All right? Now, look at Ezekiel 3. Moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, that's you and me. Eat that thou findest. Eat this roll. And go speak to those hirelings. So I open my mouth, and he calls me to eat the roll, the scroll, the words that he was giving me. And he said unto me, Son of man, you better be ready, boy, because I'm going to cause your belly to eat this, and it's going to fill your bowels with this roll that I give you. So then I ate it, and it was in my mouth as honey. Sweetness. And he said unto me, Son of man, go, get you up to those hireling pastors and speak my words unto them. For thou art not, listen, friends, this is hard work. For you are not sent to a people of strange peace. You understand this religious lingo, this charismatic, happy talk. He says, you understand the language. It's a hard language whose words they, who you're going to, cannot understand. And surely, had I sent thee to them, they would have hearkened unto thee. But the house of Israel, with these fake pastors, they're not going to listen to you. Folks, you get the picture? He said, I'm going to give you this. You're going to eat it. It's going to taste sweet in your mouth. And I'm going to want you to go, and I want you to go tell them what I told you. And they're not going to listen to you. For they will not hearken unto me. So they're not going to listen to you because they don't listen unto me.
Amen.
For the Christian churches are impudent and hard-hearted. And behold, Reggie, I've made your face strong against their faces. Folks, there was this us talking to church folk. But I've made thy face strong against their faces, and thy forehead against their, strong against their foreheads. As an adamant harder than flint, have I made your forehead. And don't you be afraid, and don't you be dismayed at the way they look at you, because I'm telling you, they are a rebellious house.
Amen.
And moreover, he said unto me, Son of man, all the words that I speak unto you, receive in your heart and hear with thine ears. And go get to thee, to them of the captivity. You get to those people, unto the children of thy people, and you speak to them, and you tell them, thus says the Lord, and whether they will hear or whether they're not hear, it doesn't matter.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen, Coach.
Huh? Yes. So the Lord lifted me up, took me away, and I went in bitterness. I went in bitterness. It wasn't sweet.
Yeah, can you say satanic social club?
Yes, Lord. I went in bitterness. I went in bitterness in the heart of my spirit. but the hand of the Lord was strong upon me.
Amen.
We got a monstrous task, folks. We have to go and call out these conniving, pathetic, weak, Luciferian-controlled pastors. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
Amen.
We're clear.